Now, verse 14, David says, "But who am I, and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and thine own have we given thee." The very interesting thing, you can't give God anything. He owns it to begin with. But he can bless you, and he will bless you. The reason some of us are so poor and narrow-minded and little is because we are not generous with God. God can only bless us when we open up our hearts. Listen to him. "O Lord our God, all this store that we've prepared to build thee a house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own." Oh, I wish I could stay here a week. This is wonderful. Now we read here verse 23, "Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him." Now, listen to verse 26. "Thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. The time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron. 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead." This is the record that God has given. He wants you to know how he feels about David. Maybe you don't like David. God does. And I'm glad the Lord loved David and that the Lord dealt with David as he did, because David is so human. And I don't know about you, but Vernon McGee is very human. And I found out God will deal with him too, just as graciously and just as good. And the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. Oh, that we give praise to God. I can't build him a temple. But my friend, today we can offer the temple of the Holy Spirit, these bodies of ours, to him. Now, he doesn't get very much. That is when he gets me, but he's got me. My friend today. Oh, what joy it is to be committed to him. Until next time, may God richly bless you.